The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless
our way. All right, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Finishing up on the story, talking about the airstrikes. What about those airstrikes on no less than four Syrian airfields, including Al-Sharat? Again, no mention of those. Why? Because they didn't succeed. That's why. Now, certainly, salt this report to taste, but there is a major kernel of truth uncovered by it. The U.S. intended to knock out a major portion of the Syrian Air Force with this strike, and it failed spectacularly. Assad's air force has been one of the most effective parts of the war against the insurgents in Syria. They are doing what the U.S. leadership says is their goal in Syria, to end the threat of ISIS. Huh, what liars. So it makes less than zero sense for them to attack Syrian airfields to show Assad it will not accept his using chemical weapons in doing so. He thinks something doesn't add up? Well, of course. We've known this from the beginning. But now the Russians and the Syrians are providing proof of these inconsistencies if only the American people will engage with them. Well, they're not going to engage with them because they're not being told about it. All they're being told is another stuffed lie. I don't give a damn if it's Pearl Harbor, North Korea, Vietnam. Our little 16-year, imagine this, folks, 16 years of eradication of 4 million people, and they're not done yet in the Middle East. Whose purposes are this serving? Are they working directly for their king, King Satan? You would swear that they were. So, if the U.S. didn't do this to just knock out Syria's chemical weapon capability, then it must have had a much larger goal. And that goal? Iran. War without end. The hope is that Syria will go along enough and the cost the Iranians enough that it will destabilize the country and force an overthrow of the mullahs. Now there comes a point where guns meet butter. This strategy is consistent with the thinking of the neocon deep state trolls in charge at the White House. It makes sense strategically for a guy like Mattis, who knows Syria cannot become a truly failed state lest the entire region go off the rails, but at the same time wants a different, much different Iran. Now, Putin's not going to play along with this and will move to strengthen Iran's money situation through increased oil revenue. The Saudis pushing this escalation behind the scenes will put them in a bind when China finally says, nope, not paying for your oil with dollars anymore. In fact, we're not buying oil from you, period. Now, at that point, the real chaos is unleashed. Never forget that the Russians can withstand lower oil prices better than any other producer out there. China is the marginal buyer of Saudi oil, and the Saudis are becoming less important to them by the day. Now, Trump was forced to voice in his speech on Friday an overt plea to Putin to give up his alliance with China and Iran. Abandon Syria and some of his transgressions will be forgiven. You know, this is like watching, this is like trying to, folks, This is like trying to threaten a man with what? I'm Vladimir Putin, you're President Trump, and you're going to threaten me with what? You're going to go to war with us? You know what? Financially, I hope your bankers still keep writing you those checks, because you know what? Here in Russia, we don't have that much debt. And if we have to go in debt to go into an extended war, we've got the capability of doing it. Out of any country, any power on the face of this earth right now, who's better positioned to endure that is none other than Vladimir Putin's Russia. And they know it here. 17 years of genocide, folks. 17 years. Now, is it any wonder why they never come up with a reason? Or they never said, well, wait a minute, we made a mistake in Iraq. Maybe we're making mistakes other places. Maybe it's a good idea we just get the hell out of there. How do you justify killing 4 million people? How in God's green earth do you do that? And I'm sure the Israelis are laughing up their sleeve right now, you know, elbowing each other and going, you know what, a couple more million and it'll match our lie about how many Jews were killed during Adolf Hitler's Germany. The purges that went on with Russia, who the hell do you think those people were? I'm telling you, folks, and I swear to God, I will put this down as an absolute maxim. You want to be on guard for those that are supporting Israel in the future, or better still, not pointing out the boogeyman, the real boogeyman on the planet. You'd better be very suspect of what they are doing. I am so sick and tired of this USA, USA, rah-rah bullcrap that I could just puke. And folks, I'm a man that loves this country as much as George Washington loved it. Maybe not did as much for it, but loved it just the same. And what have they tried to do with us? Paint us as terrorists, rabble-rousers, tinfoil hat, crazy-speaking people. We're the only ones that have been telling you the truth amid the sea of lies. Alex in Arizona. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, my thing is, you know, they keep saying they're only 2%.
1.5.
That's fine. But what I've seen is they're on every single city council, every little board you can imagine, even into the rural communities. How is it that you have that many people to spread in there?
Well, okay, I don't understand your question, Alex. It's not making any sense.
Well, it's not a question. It's just I question the 2% or the...
Okay, the 2% of what? The Jews here in this country? What does that have to do with anything?
No, just their population. They keep saying that we're this little tiny minority. But
yeah,
they're in every single part of your government, and not even just our government, all of them, worldwide.
You know,
so how could you...
You know, I'm anti-Semitic for saying that the Russian Revolution was prompted the birth of communism on this planet. Congratulations with the Jews. The very cornerstone and the bulwark of what they've been working off of has been the international bankster gangsters, Jewish run. You can come up with fact after page and reams of evidence forever. But it's not going to change a damn thing, because they very, very carefully went through the American medias. They went through the sympathizers in the State Department, in our own Congress. They have done a masterful job of building absolute control in this country. Absolute control.
Oh,
and whether that's done by a percent and a half of the population or 10 of them, I could give a crap less. But the fact still remains that it is a fact. And this is why I'm warning people, Alex, the ones that will not talk about Israel and what they're really doing, who is really in control of things, is either stupid, they're a liar, or they're working on the other side.
And if you're stupid, you're complicit.
There you go.
So, you know, I can't, I'm not going to cover for those people at all.
Well, and let's see, and what most people don't understand is you don't have to turn it into a thing because that's feeding right into their wheelhouse. Because that gives them the perfect opportunity to say, oh, see, they hate Jews. They're anti-Semitic. You know, the majority, and it's funny, the majority of the Jews in this country, the percent and a half or 2%, as you said, they're really not politically active. But they are by very virtue of the fact
you're
socialist. Whoa. Stop right there. Alex, think about what you just said. I'm a Roman Catholic. Okay, does that
so
put
am
me
I.
Okay. Does that put me in cahoots with the Roman Catholic Church? Be careful how
no, it doesn't.
Well, okay. All right. I don't want to debate that.
I'm not big on this Pope, so.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you is that be careful how you're assigning blame just because you're Jewish. I am not out here to tack every Jew to a cross. Many people are.
Oh, no.
And that is the mistake that they will take full. They're expecting that. And that's the mistake that's going to be made. And that's the mistake that's continually being made by a small group of people, rightfully so, in exposing the truth and what they're talking about. You can't argue, but they're not smart enough to stay out of their power wheelhouse. They're just lining themselves to get sucked in the jaw so hard they're going to be knocked in the middle of last week. Anything else,
well,
Alex?
No, that's it. I'll just be giving you a donation.
Well, I thank you so much.
All right. Good night.
Thank you, you too. By the way, the ladies listening that left me a voicemail on my phone the other day that you're considering not supporting the network because James Kelso is on with his program for an hour a day. You know what? Keep your damn money. I don't want it. Because you know what? I'm not going to be strong. That's not even strong arming. It's stupid. It is stupid. Well, I don't like what this guy said, or I don't like that problem. So I'm going to stop supporting your entire network because I don't like this. You keep your damn money. I hope you choke on it. I will not be blackmailed. I will not be manipulated. I will not go silent. I will not stop telling the truth. And for anybody out there that doesn't get that, and you want to just soften a little complaint that you have about this or that and the other, just shut up. I don't want to hear from you. Just like that email that I read Monday. The guy that wants to pick up his little ball and bat and go home and let the rest. And, you know, for people like yourselves, go ahead and pull out of this fight. And sit and witness all your fellow Americans going down that understand what a righteous fight is. They understand what freedom and liberty is. You want to save that stuff. Don't put that in front of my face because I'll bite your head off and I'll hand it right back to you before you hit the ground. You know, John, you know, Mike, I'm starting to think here. You seen any reports on John McCain's health? Now, I know he had this little growth that they said was cancer. Oh, he's got brain cancer. Why isn't the guy dead? Or is this just a cover that when the stuff comes down and the fingers are pointed at John McCain for being a traitor to his own country and lined up against the wall to be shot,
Is this just an excuse? Is this real? Why hasn't a cancer eaten the rest of his little pea brain? Why is he still here? Because what you're going to discover here, and Michael Herzog has been talking about it. John McCain, he's your engineer for Libya. You know, folks, what they didn't show on the evening news when Muammar Gaddafi was getting attacked, he was being set up. The forces were there inside Syria, ready to take him out, which they finally ended up doing. But you know what you didn't see? A rally in Libya in which almost 3 million people showed up. 3 million people in support of Gaddafi. And they didn't have people standing next to him with guns in their hands to their heads. They wanted Muammar Gaddafi to stick around because you know what? Life was pretty damn good. The form of government they had is not like ours. That's for sure. But you know what? The people in Libya were happy with Muammar Gaddafi. And John McCain had a major hand in bringing that country down, causing tens, if not hundreds of thousands of deaths. And folks, I'm going to say something that might rub a few people the wrong way, but I'm going to say it anyhow. I hope that John McCain dies the most painful death. Because he's not going to be lined up against the wall and shot for treason. He's going to eventually wink out. If his cancer is real, the rest of his pea brain will be eaten out by it, and he will eventually die. People are going to be finding more and more and more and more and more. See, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but it's almost like there was a gathering. And the people at that meeting decided, you know what? Full tilt boogie from here on out. We're going to expose all of this stuff. And I hope Donald J. Trump is smart enough to switch tracks, change course, get out of the way with this because it is coming. And if you think you can keep a lid on it, then your ego is bigger than Texas. And it ain't going to work. Okay, so John McCain here is what? Since I asked, Michael supplied. Thank you, Michael. But my screen's dead and I can't open that up. There it comes. I guess Mr. John McCain undergoes surgery for intestinal infection. Wait a minute here. Why is it...
When you do a job, you do it right. We follow that.
Thank you. Turn that off. And I'm serious, folks. People were highly upset when Meghan McCain was on Fox. Man in the Middle or whatever their afternoon program, Outnumbered, there we go. She lasted way longer than I thought she was going to, but people were pissed. They were calling Fox News and going, why do you have this thing on your couch? Because the rest of them are pseudo-conservatives, or at least people think that they are. Why do you have this woman up? John McCain's daughter. John McCain, if people have sense about this, you send that little bird tumbling to earth with his feathers on fire. Mike, take me out. What the hell are you doing?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here's the latest poop on Mr. McCain. McCain, who's been undergoing treatment for brain cancer diagnosis in his home state since last year, is hospitalized in stable condition after undergoing surgery for an intestinal infection. In a statement, his office said on Sunday, McCain was admitted to Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, Arizona, and underwent surgery to treat an intestinal infection related to diverticulitis. Let me see. He's rotten at both ends here, folks. The statement also included progress report on McCain's treatment and condition while he's been recovering in his home state. And the thing that grabbed me here, McCain, 81, made public last summer his brain cancer diagnosis. He's been recovering from side effects of cancer treatment at his home in Arizona since late last year. While he's been away from Washington, he's continued to be involved with current events, including President Donald Trump's handling of Syria. Really? McCain said earlier this month that Trump's comments that the U.S. military would leave Syria very soon had emboldened Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, resulting in the reported chemical weapons attack Saturday that killed dozens of his country's civilians. And again, another lie. I guess John McCain is going to have to die in office in order to get rid of him. Why Arizona continues to vote him as senator is beyond me. It is absolutely beyond me. Where are we at here, Mikey? Richard in North Carolina. Go ahead, Richard.
Hi. Just thanks for calling, allowing me to call in. I don't have anything very profound to say, but I was a student at Kent State back when the National Guard killed the students, and way back in, I guess, 1970. And it was an eye-opening sort of event, but I got caught up in the affairs of being a hippie student and whatnot and doing all kinds of crazy things. But I finally got a PhD and practiced for a long time as a neuropsychologist here in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched all those things. I was one of the first members of Scholars for 9/11 Truth and did a lot of arguing on the web, people trying, all the cons trying to dismiss the idea that it was a false flag event. But I've got to say that the only place that I go to listen to anything anymore is Republic Radio. And I donated $100 about a month and a half ago, and I'm going to get on a regular thing about $50 a month or so, because we have to keep this going. We really have to keep getting the information out to people.
Yeah, and isn't it ironic, Richard, here that just the time when we need more voices and more platforms for those voices to originate from, that they have been so compromised or are no longer existent. They're gone. They're all gone.
Well, that is part of the general strategy of the power elites that wish to control the message and control your mind. And they've been doing that for a long time. I'm not surprised by that, but I'm very disheartened by it. But I'm glad that our Republic is there to put out a voice that's truthful. And there are a few other things. The other sites that do the same thing, but golly, we have a corporate media that's controlled by just a very few people, all of the same ethnic persuasion, and they control what goes out. And so the masses of the people are always and repetitively lied to, and it's just very sad.
But
I'm glad you guys exist.
Well, I appreciate your support of this network, and it's truly, I mean, Michael Rivero said it. He said, it's up to us. Either people are going to preserve the last bastion of truth remaining in radio on a consistent basis, or they're not. And you are right, Richard. There are other sites out there. There are other people that are spot on. But they're not doing, I mean, the best you can do with a posted story, you can blog and you can talk about it. Here, we were just talking about this today, and the mere fact that we had to shut down the chat rooms to the network because that was an open invitation for every sage, fool, asshat, government informant. give it a name, give it a time, give it a place. I don't care. And I had to shut it down, but I reminded people that, look, the information that goes out and to your ears is here live 24/7, 7 days a week. And because you can't comment on the stories that we run, that's why we have a toll-free number. That's how you interact live with the guest and the talk show host. That information route has not been cut off, but we just demand that it be live.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Nice touch, Mike. Don't give me the palms up, no necker. You screwed up. Hey, Richard, I thank you for your call, and I thank you for your support.
Yeah, and you've got it completely. The idiotness for the last couple decades is amazing. Learning about the Franklin Affair.
Okay, all I'm hearing is mumbling and the bump song in my ear.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
A lot. Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Mike, that's your acknowledgement. Thank you for your $100 donation. You said, you know what? You said, just play that song, and he said, I'll know you got it. Did anybody ever read the lyrics to 99 Balloons? You and I, in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one we're gone. Back at base, bugs in the software, flash the message, something's out there. Floating in the summer sky, 99 red balloons go by. 99 red balloons floating in the summer sky. Panic bells, it's red alert. There's something here from somewhere else. The war machine springs to life, opens up one eager eye, focusing on the sky. Jeez, I've heard this song 1,000 times, and I never understood what the hell they were saying in the German or the English version. Thank you for your donation, Mike. I appreciate it very much. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark. What hole you been hiding in?
I'm out here. How are you, John?
Fair to middle and mostly good, separated by what, 200 miles?
That's about it.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Well, I thought I'd bring a few points up that might be worthwhile to help connect some dots. You know, we have a recent report that the oldest Christian church in Jerusalem is about to be shut down. the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And then that's the oldest Catholic church. And then we also have an Anglican Protestant church called Christ Church.
Yeah.
It still works along just fine. And remember, there was a Soviet legal expert, a noted Soviet legal expert, that taught American law students for 60 years by the name of Harold Berman. He said that, and he's passed away, but he said there was no separation between religion, philosophy, law, and economics. I want to point out, too, that you can go on YouTube and you can watch something. It's entitled Judaism, the Ideology Behind World Domination. And then I want to bring these other points up.
Hold on, Lark. And if you were to give that another term that you've heard before, what is this domination? What other word would you use, or words?
Conquest.
New World Order.
Perhaps, yes.
Okay. I just like qualifications along the way, so I just make sure that everybody understands what we're talking about.
Well, exactly. You know, the RAND Corporation was formed in 1948, and so was this State of Israel. LifeLog, which was a Pentagon project through DARPA, was canceled in 2004 on the very day that Facebook was created. So, I mean, I don't subscribe to the accidental theory of history.
I don't either.
You know, when things happen, generally they were planned.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing to point out is regarding the Noahide laws, and then people constantly harping about Sharia law. What I've noticed about community acquis, which is a new law of the European Union, which is the law that's being rolled out around the world that transcends the law or supersedes the law of all nation states. Again, it's spelled community acquis. Look it up, A-C-Q-U-I-S, also known as communitarian law. This explains the events as they're unfolding. In so many ways, it's not even funny. But the other thing that is not mentioned is that so-called Noahide laws are really similar, if not the same, to halakhic and Talmudic law, as well as to communitarian law. Because what we're seeing unfold before us is a so-called Pax Americana transitioning to Pax Judaica. And this is evidenced by who owns the law, who owns the money. And so you've heard this term public-private partnership, and we've heard these terms NGO or non-governmental organization. In Europe, they call them quangos, quasi-autonomous non-governmental organizations. This is a communitarian economic development model, and it's exemplified by Facebook, for example. What you do is you socialize the R&D, the research and development. Make the public pay for that. Then, as in the example of LifeLog becoming Facebook in 2004, then you have private groups coming together to capitalize the profiting. This is a public-private partnership, a classic example. And so the thing to remember is they had to rebrand capitalism and communism because, I mean, the people on the left think these uber-rich capitalists are just oh so terrible. And the people on the right think those communists are oh so terrible. And so they play with the language. They play with the language. And the cool thing, and I'm being facetious, about communitarian law and is partnering with what's called reflexive law and what we've seen that's happened since World War II with the Administrative Procedures Act and, you know, the currency, you know, that happened in 71.
Or the ability to go pick on anybody, blow up as many citizens, depose governments, do whatever you want, and never have to go to your Congress to ask permission.
Yeah, they call that, in communitarian legal parlance, they call that responsibility to protect.
Safety is the key.
Yeah. So anyway, I would recommend another couple of words for your listeners to look at. Because, see, what is really astonishing to me today, because I have a niece that got a PhD several years ago, and she wants to go into education administration.
Oh, boy.
Now, I've mentioned before on air that she's a lovely girl. She's about 31 or 2 years old now with a child, married. But, I mean, she was brainwashed to be a communitarian. You know, she got a degree at the same university in California in Santa Rosa, Sonoma State. Now, that's where Deborah Tavares lives. And I would venture to say that Steve Elkins knows something about Santa Rosa. But it's also the home of Project Censored. And they're famous for coming up with the top 10 underreported news stories of the year for many years. But see, Project Censored was founded by a avowed communist. And this is an American university. But when I say what's astonishing about what's happened in the field of education today, we have to first realize it's cradle to grave. It's not just what's happening in the public and the private schools or the right. universities. Right. It's what's happening in the workplace. And remember you had Robin Eubanks as a guest? Invisible Serfs Collar. She wrote the book, Credential to Destroy,
mm-hmm.
How and Why Education Became a Weapon. Well, I was the first one to bring her onto the network. It's her first ever interviews. And if you go on Amazon and look at her book, Credential to Destroy, on Amazon, you'll see this 5-star reviews. And she's got the website, Invisible Serfs Collar, like a shirt or a dress, .com. And you do a site search for some peculiar words to American ears. But one of them is this Russian word that's called upra. And if you go on, you can see that word if you type in your search engine, GRU, at Wikipedia, for instance. Upravaniye is essentially perception management. And this is what has been brought into the American mediascape. It's what's been brought into the corporations. You ever wonder why all these corporations all of a sudden decided to go green? Because they thought that was cool. And they were using words like sustainability and so forth. Again, none of this stuff happens by accident. It's all planned.
Yeah. All right.
But, if you go in there and look at that word GRU, it's an acronym. It's a military intelligence of the Russian defense establishment.
By the way, this invisible, you said that was invisibleshirtcollar.com?
No, SERFS, like a serf, indentured servant, S-E-R-F-S.
Invisible Serf Collar?
Plural, S-E-R-F-S.
Invisibleserfs.com.
No, Invisible Serfs Collar.
Thank you. All you had to do is just say it. I got the collar. .com?
Yeah, if you just, that's right, .com. Okay. If you just type in Robin Eubanks, it'll take you right to her blog.
All right, very good. All right.
But if you type in that word, and also there's another word that I think is very key.
Okay, Lark, I've got to stop you there. I've got loaded phones, and I'm running out of time.
All right, another time.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Lark. InvisibleSurfsCollar.com. Thank you for that, Mike. Don't take that off the screen. David in Arizona. Hello, David.
Hi, John. How are you tonight?
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to let you know that my feelings for McCain are almost exactly like yours. Back in 94, I was attending the Vietnam Veterans Firebase, and we held a court-martial of John McCain for treason and sedition. We presented all the evidence, and 600 Vietnam vets found him guilty. And I think people should know that. Now, as far as why do we keep him here in Arizona?
Yeah.
We have snowbirds every year invade this place, upwards of 500,000 of them.
But they're not but they're not registered voters from Arizona to vote for the senator time and time again to be in a U.S. Senate.
No, they come down here and they register to vote when they get here. And I talked to some of them about it, and I said, "Hey, why don't you stay home and screw up your own state, leave us alone?" But we have upwards of 500,000 of them come down here, and they all think that John McCain's a war hero. They all think he's a conservative, and you can give them the facts. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Again, like talking to a liberal.
Well, but David, you know, that these are people that have convinced themselves through the propagandized media. You want to talk about an imminent front? That's what the media paints about John McCain. So these people that think that they know what they know, and that John McCain's a conservative, and I'm going to keep voting for the guy because he's a wonderful patriotic man. He's one of the biggest traitors still alive inside the U.S. government.
Well, see, they think he's a conservative. They don't look at his voting record. Those of us in Arizona who don't want anything to do with it. And we had a great recall effort going here back in 2001, and it looked like McCain was going to go out the door, and along came 9/11 and blew that out of the water.
Along with many other things.
Along with many other things.
Yeah.
But again, now, I'm going to talk about Jimmy. I agree with that woman on my opinion, Mr. Kelso. I think he's a little bit old for being a hero worshiper. But all she has to do is like I do. Fix dinner then and avoid it. Just turn them off, go eat dinner, relax, and come back on for return for RTR.
Or just go in and listen to the archives of somebody else's show. You know, and people don't understand. There's a few buttons that people can push regarding me, and that's one of them. I don't like that, so I'm going to stop supporting you. You know,
I can't stand a guy, so I know how she feels, but I'm still going to send you a check at the end of the month. My grandkids insist.
All right. Well, bless your grandkids. All right.
Well, apparently their mom's got something right.
Okay. Well, sounds good. David.
All right. Hey, you've had yourself a great evening.
Okay, David. Thank you for your call. I appreciate your support. Here's another one from Arizona. I think I woke Arizona up here. Rick, how you doing?
What's up, John?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, you know, the reason why McCain's still alive is because the Jews gave him the cure. You know, if you take a look at what some of these people that are Jewish who get sick, they don't die of cancer. I mean, take a look at Jerry Lewis. He had pulmonary fibrosis in 2004. He was as fat as in the face from prednisone as you could imagine. But he made it to another 14 years healthy when he died. He looked pretty good when he died. Now, Michael Douglas had esophagus cancer. You don't survive that. You know, I knew a nurse in oncology for years. Lung and esophagus cancer, you're dead. And so it's very peculiar why, you know, certain people survive this kind of thing.
Well, we've heard so much about life extension. It's very, very expensive. But if you look at some of these characters who are still walking around that look like they should have dropped dead 10 years ago, you have to scratch your head and go, wonder if that's not why.
Well, yeah, if you're a Holocaust survivor, you never get cancer. I mean, these people are 95 years old telling the stories about the Holocaust. And, I mean, they're you know, they outlive everybody.
Yeah.
But my one comment, Lark, you know, he's pretty sharp. He knows what he's talking about. And what he says, I totally agree with him, but it's too complicated for common people. And that's why that stuff goes forward.
Yeah,
right.
And he has not figured out a way yet in which to add enough color to grab people's attention while he gives them the facts.
Yeah, it's too much fine print in that stuff. He's right. I mean, but that's it. I mean, that's the way it goes forward. It just goes over people's head, and they can't concentrate.
And it's frustrating as hell because the guy... You know, I've never caught Lark, misrepresenting or don't want to use the term lie because that would imply that I thought at one time he might be, but the guy is very studious. He's very smart, and he knows what he knows. But the problem is, it's one thing to have a great idea, but in order to energize somebody about a great idea, you got to make it understandable to them so they get it. And that's been an ongoing problem. One of these days, we'll figure it out. I don't know how, but we
can. I'm going to do a chat tango on you. I want to do a John Statmiller's canteen.chattango.com.
Okay.
No, I won't. I'm just kidding.
I don't.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks. I appreciate your call. John in Austin. Hello, John.
Hoochman.
You know, I'm hearing you on more and more of our shows, and you know how I can tell it's you? Because of that brogue.
There you are now. Now, I said, Hoochman, that'll be the last time I greet you like that, okay? Because you made me go and research this thing last night. Hoochman, it is a greeting. It means, yeah, hello, mate, or something like that. But it's kind of up in the north of Scotland, where we call the people there chuchters. That's an expression they use.
You mean is that in Northern Ireland, where nobody can really understand what they're saying?
No, in Northern Scotland.
Oh, Scotland, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, funny enough, you say that. The northeast section of Northern Ireland, actually, most of the people there speak with a Scottish accent, strangely enough. They call it Ballymena Scotch.
Well, it is for the dialect. I mean, don't you find it kind of odd that the English, they've got their, you know, they've got their way of speaking, but the Scots, where did that come from? It's English.
Germany.
Yeah, well, but
Germany and Holland years ago, we have a lot of kind of words like the Germans, for them to say, you know, they would say du kennst, and in Scotland, for, you know, we would say du ken. Ken that, do you know that? Lots of little things like that, just been in the language for years, yeah. I mean, if I spoke like I'd just got off the plane from Scotland, you wouldn't understand a word that I said.
I have heard Scotsmen speaking that just got off the plane, and it's like, wow. You know, I know that's English, but I don't understand a damn word of it.
John, you're bringing back so many memories, and I don't want to take up too much time, because I don't know if you get any other callers. But now you've just brought back a memory when I was in my local pub in London one night, and these two guys walked in, and they happened to be Scottish. And they come up to the bar, and the barmaid happened to be Scandinavian, actually, and I hear one of these guys go, "Twa lager." And I looked at her, she said, "Are you kidding me?" And she looked, "What?" He says, "Twa lager." She hadn't a clue what the hell he was saying. I said, "He wants 2 pints of lager."
and I took it to mean 4 lager.
that's only because I repeated myself. Now listen, you played. I've got a few things I want to get telling you tonight here. You played Talking Heads there about 6:30. Do you know that David Byrne was born just a few miles from where William Wallace was born?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, now what else? Oh yeah, the song that I heard, that Hoochman thing. I researched that last night. It was actually a song recorded in 1958, and it was a kind of an adaptation of an old Scottish song called 100 Pipers. And it was also the first recording to feature a Hammond A organ. And for some reason, they decided just to put that wee thing in the middle of it. Hoochman, there's a moose loose about this house, which means you have a mouse running about your house. And in the second part of the song, the guy goes, "It's a braabrach moonlich nicht the night," which means there's a bright moon in the sky tonight.
Okay, I got to cut you loose because I got one more caller here. But let me, John, ask you a question here. Do the Scots believe they speak the English language?
Kind of reluctantly, I guess. Well, see, they banned the Gaelic language and during the Highland clearances in the 18th century after the Battle of Culloden.
You know, you know what you guys could have been in World War II? You guys could have been the Wind Talkers, because nobody could have understood what the hell you guys were saying. You were speaking English.
Well, we were always the first regiment in any conflict, mate, with our bags.
And I can understand if any prisoners were taken, they couldn't rat anything because nobody could understand them. John, I've got to run.
I mean, bail your heat. All right.
What did he say about hate? Fred in Michigan. We'll make you the last call. We've got about 2 minutes.
Oh, man. Scottish John.
I'm done.
Are you going to have to bring him on to sing some of the native songs, man, okay?
I probably couldn't understand it. He's been in this country for quite a while, and he still has one hell of a thick brogue. At any rate, what's on your mind? Because we're running out of time.
All right. You mentioned New World Order to Lark, and it automatically tweaked me to a YouTube presentation entitled Jew World Order, mm-hmm. Revisited, 1860 to 2012. I just perused it. This was last year. And, man, let me tell you, in their own words, these satanic, Talmudic, yada, yada, communitarian supremacists, in their own words,
yeah.
their game plan for the New World Order, Greater Israel, I say, and all of the Goyim Gentiles. And by the way, John, if you haven't seen on YouTube, Matthew North, a True Blue American Patriot presentation, entitled Kalergi Plan, European Ethnocide, and I hope Scottish John checks it out, International Communism. So that's Kalergi Plan, European Ethnocide, International Communism. That was Matthew North. There's a Scotsman by the name of Thorsten, T-H-O-R-S-T-E-N, Thorsten, who does his take as well. John, you got to see it because they interview not only Barbara Lerner Specter of Sweden.
Do me a favor. You got my email, johnstatman@hotmail.com. Send the link over to me, will you?
All right, bro, I will do that.
Okay, real good. All right, I'm out of time here. You thought that Scottish John says, I think he said, I cannot bear your hate. Oh, okay. You're wrong, John. I love people, Australians. I love to hear them speak English, Scottish. What do the Irish speak? Gaelic? No, they speak English. But there's another group. I mean, if you're Irish, you're really Irish. Can't understand them either. So many people separated by a common language. Isn't that amazing? At any rate, how much time we got left here, Mike? 1 minute. All right, folks. I'm going to ask you to support this network because that's the only way we're going to survive. And it's your network. I just man the helm, do the programs, pay the bills, keep the riffraff out, the feds away from the wolves at the door, away from our door. Big responsibility, happy to take it, but we can't function without the money. So continue to support us. If you have been supporting, continue to support. If you've just been throwing a few bucks our way and you've run into a little bit of good luck, shove a few more dollars our way. We certainly know how to use it to its greater effect. And isn't that ironic? For a currency that's dying, we can still maximize and use it. Who says there aren't silver linings? We'll see you tomorrow. John B. Wells is going to be with me for 2 hours. Be there.
People write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.